This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back to the Character Concerns NFL Draft Special here on 96.5. The Fan, Jay Binkley, Chris Unocero, Jacob Mustard producing the operation. Well, pick 206 goes to the Buffalo Bills. Chase Lunt, the offensive tackle at Kentucky. By the way, the Eagles have two of the next three picks. And then, to end the sixth round, the last four picks are all from the AFC West. The Raiders have two of them. The Chargers and the Broncos each pick as well to finish out the sixth round. We got about 10 picks left in this round.
Draft coverage brought to you by Salvation's Army Down for the Challenge. Register today to rappel down GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium on May 22nd at downforthechallengekc.com.
Cameron Williams, the offensive tackle to plead the opposite side of Kelvin Banks, kind of is slidden because the Eagles picked him. That's a very good pickup for the Eagles.
This is really good Williams. Value.
For them to get a right tackle like that in Cameron Williams this late in the draft, that was a nice move.
His value was slipping to about the third round before the draft. So to be able to get him late in the sixth round is really good. And he's a guy, he was kind of the Jawan Taylor of college football last year. Really talented, good length on him. The problem is there's some times where he gets beat and he had a lot of penalties. I think he had 13 penalties last year. So way too much for a starting tackle, starting lineman in general. And so you'd like to see him get that number down. But he's a guy that was really talented. And this was a guy that, especially early in the pre-draft process, he was a guy that was being mocked by a lot of mockers here in Kansas City.
34 and a half inch arms.
Yeah, he's got the length that a lot of teams like, elite length there. But again, the problem is that he has his issues with, getting beat, and also he has big issues with penalties. And, you know, when you're getting 13 penalties in a year as a starting tackle in college, it's going to be real tough for teams to really see value there.
Setting that high powered offense of the Longhorns back and Steve Sarkisian.
And here's the thing. He's going to be behind Lane Johnson. He's going to have some time to develop. I'll say this. This was a guy I was thinking of as a potential late round guy for the Chiefs to take if he were to fall and use him as a developmental tackle. And you know, maybe he develops into a guy that you can play at right tackle in the future. But he's definitely not a guy you would want to play at all this year.
Any of these teams standing out to you saying, man, I really, really like what they did, or I really, really hate what they did?
So I got a whole ass list of guys, of teams.
Well, give me that whole ass list.
Okay, so for winners, I really love what the Cardinals are doing. I mean, the Cardinals, they have, I, they, The biggest part about it
that's
is
a top five for me. The Cardinals.
Yeah, the Cardinals. I think that's going to be a team we look back on. Like they're gonna be in that A range. I think for grades. I mean, aside from Cody Simon, the linebacker at Ohio State. I mean, your first three picks. You go out and get Walter Nolan, who I think has Chris Jones level capability as a interior pass rusher. Will Johnson, who I think is very, very high upside as a corner. He was arguably the best corner in this draft class, but he had a knee injury that causes his stock to fall. Jordan Birch was a guy I thought would have been an interesting option for the Chiefs if they wanted to go with him in the third round as an edge rusher there. He's a bigger edge rusher. He's like 280, 285 for Oregon this year. So bigger guy, but he would have definitely been a fit there. Obviously, we talked about the Broncos already and how they've handled the draft. I think that the Broncos have done a really good job with their draft. The Ravens, man. Malachi Starks, pairing him up with Kyle Hamilton, that's going to be a nasty duo in the defensive backfield for the Ravens. Getting Mike Green as an edge rusher in the late second round, that is crazy value. I did not see him falling that far because I thought because he led FBS in sacks this year. He was
17 of them.
He was the best edge rusher at the Senior Bowl practice. Like seriously, Mike Green was awesome this year, and to see him fall all the way towards the bottom of the second round did not I feel really bad for him. Now as far as like what they've done since, like Emory Jones, decent developmental right tackle, not going to be someone that you start immediately. Interesting though, them drafting a kicker, Tyler Loop.
But keep this in mind, they had 11 picks. It was tied for the most with the 49ers.
Tons of picks there, but I think they've done a really good job at the Seahawks. That's that team, if I had to say who's had the best draft thus far, I got to go with Seahawks. Not super big on drafting a guard, you know, in the top 20, but Gray Zabel, I think he's the best guard in this draft class. Really like that pick. Nick Emmanuel, they were able to move up and go grab him at the top of the second round. Arguably the best safety in this class. Jalen Milroe, getting him late third round. That's really great value because Milroe is a guy that I think has tons of tools. He just needs time to develop. Riley Mills, I think, is a good defensive tackle. Torrey Horton, very underrated wide receiver in this class. I really like if I had to pick a team I thought like has done the best job this year in the draft, I would say the Seattle Seahawks.
I like what the Seahawks have done. I wouldn't go completely the best ever. I will tell you this. One of my favorite drafts that I really, really enjoyed was Carolina.
Yeah, Carolina's done a good job.
They go Teterol McMillan in the first there, give a weapon for Bryce Young. Nick Scorton in the second round. One of my favorite edges there. So boom, boom. You get Teterol McMillan and Nick Scorton. Also in that list, Mitchell Evans, one of my favorite tight ends from Notre Dame, goes to him in the fifth. And Jimmy Horn, thrown out there as a sixth rounder. But
they finally got Jimmy Horn. He's off the board.
A 4.46 guy at the combine. So I do like some Jimmy Horn as well. So I really like the Panthers.
I do like the Cam Jackson pick, too, out of Florida, the defensive tackle. He's more of a run-stopping guy, but he's massive. And he's one of those guys that's going to clog up the middle of the offensive line there. I really like him as a two-gap guy.
Bengals. Your thoughts for Drew Nixon and the Bengals. They had one task in mind. Go defense and resist the temptation to get offensive skill positions early on.
So here's I don't like their draft.
I don't either.
I think they've hit the right positions, but I think they picked the wrong people.
I like Demetrius Knight, but the rest of them, not well. Yeah. I like Taj Brooks,
I like Knight. I just don't like him in the second round, especially when, like, I think you needed corner, and you had options at corner sitting there, and you said, no, we're not going to touch corner. They still haven't touched corner. They've taken two guards, which I'm cool with that because I definitely think that guard was a position that they needed to hit. But they've taken two linebackers and they've taken an edge rusher. And it's like, what are you doing with your secondary? Like, you could have taken a safety. I mean, there was a lot of different options out there. I mean, hell, I was thinking that safety could be an option in round one because – you remember when they had Jesse Bates sitting in their offense? They were pretty damn, the defense, they were really damn good down the field in their secondary. And they don't have that guy in their secondary right now. So Cam Taylor-Britt was a guy I really liked for the Chiefs, what was it, 2-3 years ago.
Mocked him several times.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I mocked him too. Up and down, very up and down as a corner there. And there's times where he looks real great, like, you know, against the Chiefs when he had that pick with Xavier Worthy. And then there's times where he gets beat down the field. So it's like you think you'd want to get a little bit more consistency in your secondary, and they haven't done that.
Anybody else you really hate beside the Bengals in a draft?
So I'm not a fan of the Falcons making that trade up for James Pierce Jr. I respect you having the conviction to be like, I really like this player and we want to fix our pass rush this year. But it seems like it's a bit of a reach on Pierce because you traded a first round pick for next year's draft, which I think we both agree is kind of shaping like it's going to be better at the top than this year's first round. So to me, to trade back in and get a guy who I think I like Pierce, but he reminds me a lot of D Ford in that, like, he's got a great first step, but he doesn't really have a whole lot of pass rush moves and he doesn't have great bend. So it's like there's a lot of issues, I think, with what he does. I'd like to see. I really, really would have liked to have seen them be a little bit more cautious about spending the kind of picks that they did. And in Cleveland, I mean, you trade out a second overall. You had Travis Hunter right there. You
the
trade
worst,
out of that.
The worst.
And I really like Mason Graham. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm a big fan of Mason Graham.
But you don't need two running backs.
But you took two, and you took the wrong one. You had Travion Henderson right there with the fourth pick of the second round, and you took Quinshon Judkins. And not only that, but like Harold Fannin Jr., you took him early in round three. You took Dillon Gabriel in the third round. And then two rounds later, you took Shador Sanders. Just take Shador right there. Like, nobody thinks Dillon Gabriel's going to be an NFL starting quarterback.
Hey, I know they got picks for trading out of place number two, but you got to make good picks when you do it.
Yeah.
That's when it counts. Because if not, you just traded a dude that I think will be in Canton. For doing that. But back to the Broncos for a second. I love the Barron pick for corner because you look at teams, what can they do to stop Mahomes? Love that. RJ Harvey, I really liked at a UCF as well. Pat Bryant, the wide receiver they went. Not wild.
Not a fan.
They get him early in the third. This guy's like a fifth or sixth round player.
Me too.
I'll
say this. Jalen Royals would have been a much better pick there than Pat Bryant.
There's a lot of receivers that would have been better than Pat Bryant.
When I saw Pat Bryant come across, I was like, no. I was like, that is such a 2005-ass draft pick. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me to go take a guy like that. Maybe we'll be wrong about that, and he'll actually have a nice career. And it'd be nice if he did. I mean, hopefully not in Denver. I mean, I'd hope he, it went somewhere else and was good. But, you know, I hope things work out for him, but I don't think he's going to be that great of a receiver.
He's got a really interesting one is the Giants. Again, the quarterback situation is going to be a disaster. But Abdul Carter, Darius Alexander, the Toledo on the defensive line, Cam Scataboo. I mean, they've got some fun picks, man. They've got some fun picks to watch. Like, it's actually going to make the Giants games fun to watch.
I'll say this. Whoever their next GM and head coach is going to be after these guys get fired, they're going to have a nice little skeleton there to build around there. Because, yeah, I'm a fan of Abdul Carter. He's got to get some more pass rush moves because he's only got that ghost move. But if he can develop some other pass rush moves, he's going to be great. Darius Alexander, that's a steal early third round. Cam Scataboo, I like what he does as a running back there. I don't know the longevity because of the size, but still got a lot of talent there. Jackson Dart, not the biggest fan of that, especially trading up and going and getting him. And then, you know, Embo, I think Embo has actually got some decent possibility of being a good guard in the league. So I don't hate this draft or anything. I actually think it's pretty decent aside from the Jackson Dart pick, but this is not going to be something that helps you win in 2025.
Well, one of the draft, and they've only selected four players at this point. They have five in the draft. They get one in the seventh, Atlanta Falcons. And I know it's going to be hated on by a lot of people, but I like they identified what they needed and they went for it. They go out and get Jalen Walker and James Pierce in the first round. That's what they do. Then they need safety help, too. So that's exactly what they did with their next two picks in Xavier Watts and Billy Bowman.
I can respect the conviction. It's just like James Pierce Jr. is not the guy I would trade up for. I think James Pierce Jr. is going to be like I said, D Ford is my comp for him. Because I think he's talented as far as like getting that first step in there, but doesn't have a ton of moves, doesn't have great bend. And to me, I think he's going to be more effective on third down than he is on the first two downs because of that lack of bend there. But to me, it's like, if you're going to – if I'm trading back up into the first round using a first-round pick, I would want to get someone that's going to – that has a little bit more upside than a James Pierce Jr. Because I don't see that elite upside with him the way that I would if they were to get, like, you know, someone else in that situation.
And as far as the local connection, the Houston Texans that we brought up, or the Iowa State Texans, however you want to look at them, Jaden Higgins, they grab in the second round. Of course, the Iowa State wide receiver, good size, 6'4", 214, like the way he really emerged throughout this draft process. And then Ursary, the tackle from Ruskin High School, that went to Minnesota. Jalen Noel, the wide receiver, Park Hill High School, is down there from Iowa State as well. There's Iowa State commercial, or Iowa State locality with those guys. And then the last one, Graham Mertz, which I don't, you know, don't expect a lot from Graham Mertz next level, but it's interesting because he went to Blue Valley North.
Yeah. Yeah, no, like I said, they've taken three local kids already in the draft here. Ursary went about, that's about where I thought he would go, mid to late second round. So got good value, and they had to trade up to go get him. But actually, I think they traded back because I think they traded back twice. So Jaden Higgins, that was a little early to me for Jaden Higgins. I thought he would probably be early third round, but still, Jaden Higgins is a very talented wide receiver. I don't know, like, the top end of how good he's going to be, but I think he's going to be good, like, a number two option. Jalen Noel at three in the third round there, getting him as your slot receiver, that's really strong. I'm a huge Jalen Noel fan as a slot receiver. So really like what they did on day two overall. Here on day three, I mean, I don't really know. Woody Marks, were we talking about him as a running back going into this draft? No. But Graham Mertz is probably not going to be much of an NFL quarterback either.
Man, Philadelphia continues to go defense. Antoine Powell-Ryland out of Virginia Tech, the edge.
My guy.
To the Eagles. Then Aeneas Peebles, the Virginia Tech defensive tackle, went to the Ravens. Followed by Hayden Connor, the offensive guard out of Texas. The Ravens on the clock, followed by the AFC West, followed by the Raiders, Chargers, Raiders, Broncos. And the Raiders are on the clock. It's Robert Longerbeam from Rutgers, the cornerback, goes to the Ravens.
Okay.
So the AFC West will finish out the sixth round, then we'll get to the seventh round. Hopefully you'll be able to bring you that if they speed it up. So we can do the final two Chiefs picks. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back with what the Raiders and Chargers and Broncos did to finish out the sixth round.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back, 96.5 The Fan. Jay Binkley, Kristen Ocero, the Character Concern NFL Draft Special. Go until 5 o'clock tonight. Then Josh Vernier with the Burns on Deck Show at 5 o'clock. Astros Royals tonight, Valdez versus Waka.
If y'all was listening to Burns on Deck Show yesterday, I made y'all some money. I predicted, my bet was that the Chiefs should, not the Chiefs, the you should bet the under on the run total for the game. I think it was under, it was 8.
And the Royals have not been scoring run. What's their on streak here?
And so it was only 2 runs in that game. So if you took that bet, you won some money because of me.
How many games is it now under 4 or less runs?
This was the first one that they were under 4 or less this week, because they had 4 straight before. But yeah, that lately, I mean,
I know Bobby's on a 17 game hitting streak.
Out of 25 games, they've only scored 4 or more runs 10 times.
I actually won the people money a couple Sundays ago. I did strikeouts for Cole Reagans.
Yeah. Oh, that's easy.
Plus 8.
Yeah, that's easy.
Hey, guy's like 10 a game.
Yeah, he's mowing him down.
I got right plus now. Money for plus 8, so I'm like, I'd be dumb not to do this.
Yeah, he's mowing him down. And it was funny because early in the year, like, that line was like 5 or 6, and you know he's out here getting double digits, so he's smashing those overs.
See, the Royals scored 7 that first game against the Rockies, then 6, and then back to 2. So, not exactly juggernauts in there. We're getting ready for the 7th round. And by the way, for your 7th round pick, Vern will keep you updated on the 7th round, I'm sure, if you ask him nicely.
Maybe. I mean,
I don't think
he's
so.
Not gonna, he's probably not going to know who it is unless it's a Michigan guy that gets drafted to the Chiefs.
He will tell you that.
Oh, yeah. He'll gloat about his Michigan guy.
Well, seventh round hasn't officially started yet. Now is the position time where guys at their home parties, they kind of want to answer the phone. They kind of don't because they can turn around and be undrafted free agents.
Right.
Seventh round guarantees you nothing.
Nothing.
It guarantees you about as much as undrafted free agent, and you can make more money doing that.
Right. So a lot of these guys would much rather, once you're in this range, you'd much rather generally be able to go as an undrafted free agent because you get to choose where you go. And a lot of times those guys get more guaranteed money because, especially if it's someone that a team really likes, they want to be able to outbid another team. So over the break, Tommy Mellott, the wide receiver, he's listed as a wide receiver out of Montana. He's a quarterback.
Yeah, the quarterback of Montana State.
But he was announced as a wide receiver out of Montana State, drafted by the Raiders. And then R.J. Mickens, safety out of Clemson, goes to the Chargers.
Yeah, for Mellott to be a 6th-round pick, that's a win for Tommy Mellott.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, because he was I saw him 7th round in a lot of mocks. So for him to get drafted, I mean, size-wise, yeah, it makes a lot of sense that he would go as a wide receiver because he's 6 foot 208. Doesn't really bode that well for him as a quarterback at the NFL level. And on top of that, he was Montana State. So we'll see. I mean, you know, hopefully he has a nice career. Hopefully not too nice, though, because he's with the Raiders.
Yeah, you don't want to see it, but Pete Carroll gets another put him anywhere type of thing. Inconsistent passer. Put up a lot of passing yards at Montana State, but he runs the ball extremely well.
Sounds like a, what is it, a Julian Edelman type situation. It was like Edelman's a former quarterback, converted to wide receiver.
The Raiders just went Cam Miller, the quarterback of North Dakota State. They go back-to-back.
Back-to-back quarterbacks.
Because Malott was an FCS
quarterback.
But back-to-back FCS quarterbacks, they get Cam Miller. Put up big-time numbers at North Dakota State.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, I don't know how. I mean, when
he
you're taking.
Before Ewers.
That is, I'll tell you this, man. That's got to feel bad if you're Quinn. Quinn Ewers should have just stayed. He should have just transferred to another school.
I didn't predict Cam Miller going in front of.
No, me neither. Like, I'm going to tell you, but here's the thing, though. When you watch the tape for Quinn Ewers, especially last year when we were getting prepared for last year's draft and we were watching Xavier Worthy film, and every time you see him get underthrown, it's so frustrating, or overthrown, it's so frustrating because I think you probably left like 300 or 400 yards and probably 3 or 4 touchdowns off the board for Xavier Worthy because Quinn Ewers isn't very accurate down the field. So I think that's probably one of the things that's really hurting him is he doesn't quite have that arm to be an NFL quarterback. And yeah, you're watching him fall. Unless the Broncos take him here with 216, he's going to fall all the way to the 7th round. Probably should have just stayed in college and maybe transferred somewhere else and go get that payday.
Because he might have garnered around $1 million in name, image, and likeness to be. Well, he said,
No.
People were talking that originally when he was thinking about leaving Texas. They were talking that.
He would have got like $3 million. He would have got Carson Beck money.
He would have been paid.
Yeah, because Carson Beck got over $3 million. He would have got Carson Beck money. He would have been way over. He would have been like probably $3 to $4 million, especially considering the fact that he got Texas to the college football playoff this year, got him pretty deep too. Yeah, no, Quinn Ewers would have got paid by one of these schools, like maybe Miami, who got Carson Beck. Maybe they would have been interested in going and getting him. But yeah, no, he probably would have got more money than he's gonna get this year from whoever decides. At this point, I don't even know if he's gonna get drafted.
By the way, Tommy Malott actually won the Walter Payton Award. That's the Heisman for the FCS.
Yeah, well, that's cool. I mean, like I said, he's gonna be a guy, I think, that will be interesting as far as his athleticism goes. Broncos pick is in, but they have not announced it yet.
Haven't announced it yet. We'll let you know what that is. We need to take a timeout. We'll come back, review the Chiefs picks, who all they picked, which ones they liked, which ones they didn't. And was that Brad Paisley making the pick for the Broncos?
I don't know who that is.
It's a country.
Oh,
he's just up there talking. I have no idea why he's there doing that. But regardless, he is. We'll take a timeout. We'll let you know what the Broncos did to finish out the 6th round next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Jim Hinkley, Chris Nocero, Jacob Musser producing the operation, the Character Concerns NFL Draft Special here on 96.5 The Fan. Well, the sixth round is done. Jeremy Crawshaw from Florida, your Florida punter, the first punter off the board.
Cool. I'm happy for him. Hopefully he does a lot of punting this year for the Broncos. So, I'm glad he got a job.
By the way, that Tommy Mellott, the interesting one, that Montana State quarterback who won the Walter Payton Award as their Heisman. Switching the receiver, 4.39 is what he ran his pro day, a 41-inch vertical. So pretty good for a 5'11 former quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't going to play quarterback at the NFL level.
Not 5'11.
Not at that size and not having not played against Power Four talent. So it makes a lot of sense. I'm glad he's going to make that switch.
Cam Miller, North Dakota State gone. Brady Cook still there.
Yeah. Hopefully he has a decent enough career to play in the league for a while. Hopefully he doesn't have a great career, though, for the Raiders.
Well, we're on to the seventh round. The Cowboys on the clock to begin the seventh round. Keep in mind the Chiefs two picks in this round, 251 and 257. Mr. Irrelevant pick is the last pick in the draft, is what the Chiefs have. So we'll see where they go there, but now is where things switched. We had to do 5-minute rounds. We're going to go to 4-minute rounds here. I mean, it is speed
pick. Yeah, these are going to fly off. The Cowboys pick is Jay Toya, defensive tackle from UCLA. So we already have that first pick here in round 7. So, I mean, at this point now, I mean, just taking a look at best available, I mean, yeah, Quinn Ewers
and Isaiah Bond.
Bond's still there. Damian Martinez is still there. I mean, Zay Alexander, a guy that a lot of people thought would be an option for the Chiefs at corner, still there. Jared Ivey, an edge rusher people thought would be for the Chiefs, is still there. Breshard Smith, running back, SMU, still there.
And a lot of people did like him.
Yeah. Kobe Bryant and I think Melo Dotson are both still on the board.
Slower
as well.
40 times.
Yeah, the 40 time. I'm telling you, if you run anything close to 4.6 as a DB and you're not already a safety, don't run it. If you're a wide receiver and you run over a 4.6 40, don't run it. Stay, just opt out of that. Let the mystery help you get drafted.
Let's see, Kobe Bryant, Melo Dotson, Tommy Hill is considered the best corner left, 6'1", 213, out of Nebraska, then Zay Alexander from LSU,
yeah,
and then some Kobe Bryant, as far as that's concerned. Logan Brown, the tackle from Kansas, considered the best tackle left. See, I don't think my guy's been taken, or has he? Has Cooper been taken? He might have been.
Who?
Don't see him so much.
Oh, Dalton Cooper.
Dalton Cooper. I don't see him on the list.
I don't think he's been taken. Offensive tackle. No, I mean, unless he's listed as
he's so far down guard. There, he's not even listed.
Unless he's listed as a guard, he might be listed as a guard, which might be the reason why. Or they just don't have him on there because they don't think he's going to get drafted or was ever a candidate to get drafted, which is very possible.
He did make a Chiefs top 30 visit.
Yeah, he did. And you know what? I wouldn't be shocked if he doesn't get drafted and he ends up as a priority undrafted free agent. Falcons with the second pick in the 7th round take Jack Nelson, offensive tackle out of Wisconsin.
As we were already a couple picks down here in the 4th round. All right, as we look at it with the Chiefs, obviously they still have 2 picks left. But as we sit now, what's your overall thoughts of what they've done?
So I think everyone who's listened to us throughout the weekend knows how we feel about Josh Simmons. We feel like, I think at this point now, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt, but it is not who I would have taken. There's some question marks about Josh Simmons. The knee is an issue. I don't think we should ever take for granted that a guy is going to come back from a serious injury just because we see so many guys do, because we see a lot of people and they're not the same after those kind of injuries. So That is concerning. But the peace of mind of having that position potentially fixed, having a potential long-term option at tackle, that is nice. Aside from that, love what they did in last night's parts of the draft. Omar Norman Lott, you know I'm very high on him. Ashton Gelati, I mean, he's a very super talented player, high effort guy. Seems to fit in with what the Chiefs are looking for. And then Noel Williams, I mean, it's your favorite guy that you talked about from this draft class. And Noel Williams, I think, he was one of the guys I thought would be a great fit for what the Chiefs are doing. Jalen Royals, love this pick where they got it. If they'd have got it where he was, where a lot of people thought he would go, I wouldn't have been quite as high on it. But getting him now with this kind of value, I love that here. Bosa, that's a head scratcher. I mean, I don't know if you really needed to go there. I think you could have gone running back there, but hey, maybe they think they got a better plan at running back than what I had. So, with that, I'm willing to see on that one at least.
I'm kind of that way as well when it comes to Bosa, because that was kind of a situation I'm looking at saying, might have gone running back in that situation. Now, Josh Simmons, the first pick. Listen, tremendous value. I understand why they got him. This guy that was probably going to be left tackle number one had he not got hurt. Albeit, he did get hurt. And regardless, everything you hear, well, he's going to be ready for training camp. You hear that from the agent. Right now, he's not doing a lot. As a matter of fact, they showed the video of him get off the plane in Kansas City. He was struggling to get down those steps.
Yeah.
The patellar tendon is different than ACL. Right. The NFL really hadn't figured this injury out.
I mean, you don't see a lot of guys have that injury.
This is a big one. And whether you redshirt him, like a lot of people think, oh, you're going to be fine, you redshirt him, have your tackle in the future, that's fine if it works out and he's healthy, but that's the problem. You understand it's tremendous value. I'd like them to a Corvette Z06, $135,000. You take that bad boy off the lot, get the big wreck, the engine, you know, you wreck the hell out of it, right? Yeah. And all of a sudden, half the value's gone on it, but you still own it, you have a good deal, right? You still own a Corvette Z06, but can you really trust it being a reliable, you know, fast car at that point after it's been wrecked? I don't know. What wild about Simmons? Different direction. Again, I think a lot of people forget, oh, he played at Ohio State. They had 14 draft picks in this draft. That team is rolling. Ryan Day has the system. The team's going. He got hurt in October. He didn't play. He didn't play down the stretch. Didn't play in the playoffs. He didn't win a national. Well, I guess he got a ring because he was on the team, but he didn't go out there and win it. Not only that, but Josh Simmons was a guy. You say, all right, which good edges did he play? Which quality edges did he play in college? Well, he played Mike Green. Mike Green had 17 sacks. Oh, he played in that game against Marshall. That's where Mike Green played. Two snaps. Two snaps is all he faced, Mike Green, so he can't make an evaluation off one of the better edges in this NFL draft. Again, if that's the direction you want to go, maybe somebody could play sooner, like an Ursary, something like that. Omar Norman Lott in the second round, defensive tackle out of Tennessee. Rotational player, don't be alarmed by the wasn't a starter, got rotated in, but is extremely productive when he was in there. Extremely productive. It's a guy that you're going to see a lot. Chiefs love guys like this. They can throw on their defensive line, be in pieces, to have that rotation to keep him healthy. Ashton Gelati, love this guy's motor, being compared to Carl Loftus, matter of fact, his head coach, Jeff Brohm, and Hagan, their defensive coordinator, were at Purdue with Carl Loftus. They made him an All-American, and then boom, they had Ashton when they were at Louisville. So very easy comparisons between the two. This is actually the Chiefs' favorite player. They talk about him having the best pro day. Again, you keep hearing, first guy there, last type leave, right? I mean, we keep hearing this with these picks. Same thing with Noel Williams. His coach, Justin Wilcox, joined us from Cal, and he kept talking about this. This guy has 14 interceptions, transferred from UNLV to Cal, 6'1", 200, long-armed. He's also can set that edge at that corner. I have no doubt Spags can use this guy in a million different ways, including getting to the quarterback. But Noel Williams, my favorite pick of the draft, went in round 3, pick 85 out of Cal. Jalen Royals, I love the fact they finally went wide receiver. I believe if there's a position you want, you throw more. I've made that clear. You give Mahomes weapons. Don't see a ton of Mahomes weapons here, except for one. This is it. Because Simmons is a weapon, being a tackle, if he plays and he's healthy and everything's fine in a perfect world, that's great. But this is the only guy that can help him.
I think they have weapons already on their offense.
If healthy.
Well, I mean, you could say that about every team, though. Like, what happened with the Chiefs last year is not a normal thing. Like, I think that's one of the things I think.
Oh, you mean your quarterback wiping out your receiver and your other one getting hurt on the first play
like
preseason?
You, like, the thing you are bringing up is, like, worst-case scenario situation.
But worst-case scenario, but it did happen.
It did happen, but, like, to expect it to happen again, I think is – I think that's a little bit overzealous. Like I said, I like the fact that they got a receiver. I didn't think they needed more than a receiver. I'm fine with that. The only thing I'm disappointed on is the running game, running back situation, because I don't think the running game is going to be that effective with the current guys you have on your roster.
Here you go. There's some guys. Yeah, Thomas Fedoni, that tight end out of Nebraska, popular player for the Cornhuskers. He goes to the New York Giants at pick number 219, followed by Marcus Bryant from Missouri, offensive tackle from the University of Missouri. Marcus Bryant goes to New England Patriots.
Well, yeah, that's Jacob's team. So
another guy with longer arms than Will Campbell. I digress. We'll take our final timeout, come back with the Jags, then the Raiders on the clock after that. Welcome back. Final segment, NFL Draft Special for tonight. Character Concerns, Jay Binkley, Chris and Osiris. We'll be back tomorrow, 9 to noon, with plenty more on the Chiefs selections, including who they're going to get in the 7th round. We got that for you. Then another special, 6 to 9 on Mondays. We look back at this draft once again. Oh, and by the way, Damien Martinez lovers, pull over.
Yeah.
Grab a towel and cry, because he is now a member of the Seattle Seahawks. The running back gets thin, although Donovan Edwards, University of Michigan, sits out there. Our Royals insider happens to be a Michigan fan who would not need any blue chew for the rest of his life if the Chiefs drafted Donovan Edwards.
Donovan Edwards is an option.
So chew it and do it, Vern.
He's an option. You also have Breshard Smith from SMU. He's out there. LaQuint Allen from Syracuse is another option. Marcus Yams from Delaware. You have Montrell Johnson from Florida, which I'll tell you this right now, they shouldn't do that. Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt from Arizona is another option as well. But, I mean, right now they've got 11 running backs listed. ESPN has 11 running backs listed on their board for best available at running back. And, I mean, to be honest, if it's not Breshard Smith or Donovan Edwards, I don't know if I'm that excited about it.
The problem here is, too, there's 25 more selections before the Chiefs in the seventh round.
Like, at least Breshard. I mean, you think Breshard's going to go before.
Yes.
You think he's going to be gone before.
25 more picks.
Because the Chiefs have the 35th and 41st picks in the seventh round. So, like, they're deep in the round here.
Hey, our dude Stackhouse is still sitting out there for our
I think Stackhouse
he's
is.
He's sitting out there so we can get one right.
We can get one right. I mean, that'd be great. I mean, I'd be cool with Stackhouse there at 257. I've been saying it for a while. Let's get him Mr. Irrelevant, and let's get him that nice little parade and be in a nice little situation to have another defensive tackle on this line.
Yeah, so maybe Vern will talk Royals.
I'm sure he'll talk Royals.
Well, Jalen Royals.
Oh, he's not going to talk Jalen Royals.
Okay.
But he'll definitely talk Royals coming up at 5 o'clock.
Talk about Josh Simmons, Pro Bowl player dad.
Yeah, I don't think he's gonna do that either.
Hey man, boys in blue, 5 in a row. Can't wait to get it tonight. But anyway, the draft on 3 networks: NFL Network, ESPN, ABC. I thought Nick Saban did a great job, by the way, because he was on that broadcast booth. Because these guys with Kirk Herbstreit and stuff, the College Game Day and Reese Davis, they've seen these guys because they go to those games. I actually thought they did a pretty good job.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen a whole lot of the actual draft. I saw it last night, and I was mainly watching the ESPN feed. I don't really like the NFL Network feed. But, yeah, I haven't watched a ton. I still haven't gone back and watched Thursday. And, obviously, I haven't heard much today.
I got back from the landing and watched Thursday.
Yeah, I haven't watched Thursday yet. I'll probably watch it on Monday or something.
Because they had Red Bull in my veins, man.
Yeah, yeah, no, but Keaton Crawford, safety out of Nevada, goes to the Cardinals at pick 225. So not a running back. That's good.
And by the way, big thanks to Justin Wilcox, the head coach, University of California.
Yeah, he was great.
Coming on and talking about Noel Williams that the Chiefs picked up in the 3rd round. Liked hearing from that. I love this type of player, too. I think it's going to be a fun player to watch for the Chiefs. But tomorrow, we should have plenty of the wrap-ups from the Chiefs. They'll have a press conference when they're done. Why they made the picks they did, and why maybe they didn't make the picks they did. Like, because question should be, did you consider getting a running back earlier?
Yeah.
Or did you miss your opportunity? Did you try to trade up and teams wouldn't take your call? What happened? But they still could get a running back, still in the seventh round. But so let's face it, there's a big difference between getting one now and getting one earlier.
Yeah, and there's still someone's, I guarantee, I hope KC Media is asking questions about why didn't you take one earlier.
Oh, they'll probably ask Veach's favorite barbecue.
Probably, yeah. They'll ask one of those players their favorite barbecue, I'm sure,
question's been asked.
Yeah, or do you like barbecue? Because most of the people haven't been here.
I'm sure they went to Josh Simmons and said, hey, man, what's your favorite barbecue? Yeah,
I haven't heard his yet, but it wouldn't shock me. Like, hey, you like barbecue?
You're a big fella. You like barbecue, huh?
Yeah, have you gotten to try barbecue since you've been in town? Oh, my God. It's just such it's the most cliche answer you have.
I'm waiting for someone to ask what their favorite fountain is. After all, we are the city of fountains.
No one cares. I don't think very many people can name an actual fountain.
That one up north is cool.
You don't even know its name.
Northland Fountain.
No, you just made that up.
I think that's what they call it.
It's not. You just made
it. It's really cool in the snow. It freezes over and everything.
You just made that.
They paint it blue or put blue food coloring for the Royals, do red for the Chiefs.
You just made that the hell up.
Anyway, regardless, great job, Jacob Mustard.
Appreciate it.
We will see you for 3 hours tomorrow morning at 9 to 12, plus 3 hours Monday night, 6 to 9. Anyway, thanks to Chris Unocero. Love talking draft.
Thank you.
It's been a lot of fun.
It's always fun.
Seventh round rolls on. We'll let you know what they did tomorrow. Vern, next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.